Everybody talks about freedom and not to have a shot or have a test. Well, guess what? So how about patriotism? How about making sure that you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else?
Make sure you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anyone else. Joe Biden just said that. You're lying! You are a lying sack of This Is the News, according to me. I don't know what else to say about it. I really don't know. I'm just not sure what else to say about it. I don't know. How can he get away with that? So let's talk about that today. I'm just going to talk about that a little bit. I also want to talk about the economy. The big thing I want to talk about is this economy thing, what they're saying about the economy. And I also want to talk about what's in my cup. It is delicious. It is a delicious brew. It's just a Swiss Miss instant cocoa. It's just hot chocolate with some Cinnabon creamer in there, I think. Something like that. That's all it is. So you just heard that, right? Tell me you didn't just hear that. Joe said, get the vaccine so you won't spread it to anyone else. It's becoming painfully obvious, and no one is talking about it, that the rate of spread is happening just as fast among vaccinated individuals as it is among unvaccinated individuals. We cannot ignore this any longer. Omicron has gone around the world, around the globe now, in every country. Just because we weren't testing for it, probably we didn't know it was there, but it's spreading rapidly, probably 10 times faster than the original virus spread, certainly, and many times faster than Delta variant did. So how is it doing that if everybody who's traveling internationally is vaccinated? The most recent report says from the CDC, very clearly states 79% of the people who have been tested positive with Omicron that they have checked. See, the problem with vaccinated individuals is that we're not testing everybody because you're vaccinated. So we assume we haven't got anything. There's no symptoms. Well, why should I be tested if I have no symptoms? I think we would find an alarming rate of infection and positive cases among the vaccinated. These are doubly vaccinated, by the way. People who had at least two shots, considered fully vaccinated, 79% of the people who have been tested positive with Omicron are vaccinated. That's just about 100% the rate of the population. Because about 79% of the population is actually fully vaccinated. These are kind of ambiguous numbers because we don't know how many people were tested. We don't know what the test group was. We don't know if they just tested people who were vaccinated. They tested people who were just admitted to the hospital, who just had symptoms. We don't know any of that. It's probably in the report somewhere. But they're not being very clear about that. They keep throwing out numbers, and I keep asking questions because they always give us these questions that have a lot of loose-ended information. Now, you listen to somebody like Dr. Campbell. He's looking at the big picture all the time, all the numbers. This guy is a scientist. Okay, he's a true statistical analysis type individual. He looks at all of the numbers and tries to compile, all the data based on everything we know and then what we don't know. He's very honest about what we don't know as well. These are the questions I was asking right off the bat, and it seems to be that, yes, it is this Omicron variant is traveling on the back of the vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, You have more to fear from vaccinated individuals because they can carry this thing around and you don't know it because they're asymptomatic. Now, does that mean you shouldn't get vaccinated? Does that mean you should get vaccinated? That's up to you. And I'm willing to die on that hill. I really am, literally. My only reason for not doing it is to fight the mandate. At this point, I'm in the fight with the people who don't want to be. It's more difficult for somebody who's vaccinated to say that they're against the mandates, which is fine if they're against the mandates. That's helpful. And I appreciate, I don't have an opinion one way or another with it. I don't think you're an evil person because you got a vaccine. I hope with everything in my being that the long-term side effects of this vaccine are not something that's going to break the back of those of us who can still work. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying it's a possibility. The majority of the people in the hospital right now with the COVID virus, with the Rona, in most areas, not all areas, in fact, there's an alarming trend tipping the other direction. And this is what's starting to really be of concern. In the areas that were way ahead of our area, at least in this area, there is a tipping point now where the hospitals are beginning to fill up with other issues that they are unaware of why they are happening. Neurological issues, blood issues, heart issues that are starting to crop up in people that would otherwise have no history of such a thing. Not in this area, in other areas. And in those same areas, more people who are being hospitalized now are vaccinated individuals. Is it because the population is higher in numbers of vaccinated individuals? Or is it just because there's an issue happening with the vaccine? Now, what they are very open about this. This is on news broadcasts all over the place. Doesn't take long to find one. Before you spout off and try to argue with this statement, just do a quick Google search and you'll find videos of interviews with doctors everywhere. Even people from Pfizer are saying that their vaccine is not effective against Omicron. That they will probably have to develop a new vaccine to combat this variant with any efficacy. That is clearly in the news, clearly known quantity of fact right there. So before you say that's not true, or before you think that there's something else going on, or that I'm just spouting off, this is information that's clearly out there. So sometimes you have to listen to these news broadcasts and just not just listen to what they're saying or what you think they're saying. What are they actually saying or not saying? Perfect example of that was that, the day I was listening to Dr. Oz, and he was talking about, well, if you've had COVID, then you have this much immunity. If you've had the vaccine, you have this much immunity. If you've had COVID and you get the vaccine, you've got this much immunity. Okay. And that was based on what study and what papers are you looking at? Where's the peer-reviewed study? For some reason, we don't want to question whether or not there's a peer-reviewed study on that one. If you came up and said, well, the studies that I've, if you just came out with a statement like, well, natural immunity is more potently effective against the virus. I don't know if that's the right way to put it. More effective against the virus. And all of the variants, by the way, than the vaccines are. You will get people saying, no, it's not. Well, there are actually studies I can point you to that will show that they are. Now, is natural immunity 100% effective against the virus? Absolutely not. Is the vaccine 100% potent against the virus? Absolutely not. Will it protect you from having symptoms? Sure it will. But that's part of the danger of this thing. And not just to themselves. I mean, having the vaccine theoretically will protect you from symptomatic issues, probably keep you from being hospitalized and possibly keep you from being even having any symptoms at all in some cases. But when Biden comes out here and says you're going to protect your family by getting the vaccine, you're going to protect your family because you're not going to be able to you're not going to get the virus and spread it around, that is complete and absolute lying. When Biden looks in the camera to talk to the American people and says that, you know, I can be put in jail for lying to Congress because you're speaking to the American people. You're speaking to the representatives of the people. When Biden speaks directly to the people and lies like that, in my opinion, is absolute disgusting. It's just disgusting. You see, he's playing on this idea that that's what we expected of the vaccine. We expected it to be a vaccine. And yet, that is not what is happening. They had to change the definition of vaccine. Now they're changing the definition of fully vaccinated, and now they're changing the definition of what it means to be anti-vax. That's how crazy things are right now. But I digress. The other issue is the economy. And of course, as we know, economy is what it is. And we all know that there is transitory inflation right now. Everything's going up in price. And whose fault would that be? Who can we possibly blame that on? What do you think? Certainly not the Biden administration. By the way, it's not the Biden administration. It's the Biden-Harris administration. Oh, wait. No, it's still the Biden administration. That's all they're calling it now. Did you know there was this big push there within the first few weeks of after the inauguration? We're now going to call this the Biden-Harris administration. Now, where is she lately? Trying to fill up an electric car with gas or whatever she's trying to. I don't know what she's trying to do. This woman, they're not getting along, folks. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. There's been a major rift in this whole thing, and I'm not sure exactly how this is going to work out. At the end of the day, however, Democrats have a tendency to pull themselves together, circle the wagons, no matter what they do, Cuomo, and protect each other, lift each other up, and make each other into saints, give each other sainthood. So it's hard to tell if there will ever be any real issue with VP Harris becoming the first female president. Speaking of female presidents, I know a lot of people like Haley. What's her name? Haley. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. I think she was maybe Secretary of State or something for a while, or some kind of ambassador or something to the UN. Maybe, I don't know, whatever she was. a lot of people like her. And I, frankly, no, just no. I don't think so. No, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't know what it is about her. I don't know that much about her policy. I don't know that much about who she is. All I can tell you is just by listening to her talk, I know that she is as phony as a phony phony can be. She may be kind of on the wave of the supposed, she's as much of an establishment Republican, let's put it that way, as anyone I've ever heard of or seen before. She will side with big government, big military, whatever, just warmongering type individual, in my opinion. I don't know that that's. I would vote for Tulsi Gabbard before I voted for Haley. I really don't want to vote for either one of them personally, but if I that's the way it had to go, that's the way I'd go. At least at this point, that's where I'm thinking. I could change. Give me 5 minutes; I'll change my opinion. So they're blaming. So circle back. Psaki comes out and blames. Business. Now, this is a sneaky tactic, by the way, and this, I'll tell you where this leads to. This is where it goes. They're coming out now and blaming businesses for raising prices. There's price gouging going on. All this inflation is nothing but price gouging. We're going to go at this is their attempt to try to get you to go after these. We need to clamp down and create government control and regulation on these things, on prices. Put price caps on things. That has never worked well in this country, by the way. That has always destroyed things. Because it artificially does things to competition. And then all the competition does is they raise their prices to the maximum the government will allow, and everybody's on the same level. And then you have mayhem. It's just nuts. Now, this what is happening here, if communism, let me look at the definition of communism so I make sure I quote this properly. I'm going to look it up here. I'm going to type this in. Define communism. Can spell it right. Have to hit all the... Define communism. There we go. Now, communism, as we know it, is a governmental structure. And I'm not talking about communism as, okay, let's say we have a living arrangement and we decide that we're going to each and everyone's going to donate everything that they have, and everyone's going to call everything their own. They're going to live in a communal type of compound or situation. When you voluntarily do that, that's one thing. That's actually biblical. The idea of a government being in charge of that is absolutely insane. And here's let's look at a couple of these. Communism is a philosophical, social, political, and economic ideology and movement whose goal is the establishment of a communist society, namely a socio-economic order structured upon the idea of common ownership of the means of production and the absence of social classes, money, and the state. Now, that sounds great. How many communist countries do you know of that don't have social classes? How many communist countries do you know that don't have money or a state? That's where this whole thing falls short. A theoretical economic system characterized by the collective ownership of property and the organization of labor for the common advantage of all members. A system of government in which the state plans and controls the economy and a single, often authoritarian party holds power, claiming to make, this is more a more definition of what we see today in political sense, claiming to make progress toward a higher social order in which all goods are equally shared by the people. Never happens. Here's another definition. The Marxist-Leninist doctrine, advocating revolution to overthrow the capitalist system and establish a dictatorship of the proletariat, that will eventually evolve into a perfectly egalitarian and communal society. In other words, utopia. That's what they're looking for. the main key here in the whole thing that this thing pins on is the ability to control the economy and the means of production. And what do we have today in our government now? Do we have a government that just lets businesses do whatever they want? If you have a business, pretty much any kind of business, you pretty much have to comply with anything the government tells you to do. There are all kinds of rules and regulations and all kinds of things. Now, I happen to have found a little niche that the government has not really put their fingers into yet, other than paying income tax. I'm able to deal directly with my clients, and I'm able to negotiate and do things on my terms, and the government doesn't regulate it. There are very, very few and fewer businesses that fall into this category. And you know, the more they can narrow it down, the easier it will be to eventually just shut us off and only allow the government. Just look at what they're doing right now with, this is why Elon Musk has been in the news a lot lately. He's saying that government subsidies shouldn't happen, and the, you know, he's paying, you know, billions in taxes, and he's basically coming out and saying government shouldn't subsidize anything. Well, this is a man who's launched his whole company based on government subsidy, but he's realizing now that it's a sham, it's a trap. What's happening right now is the big three, the motor companies like GM, is getting subsidies and giving customers and all kinds of things incentives to buy GM products for the only reason is that they're built by union employees. So they're favoring a particular business. They're picking winners and losers. How different is that from communism, controlling the state of the means of production? Government's got their hand on the screwdriver that's tuning the carburetor of this country. I would say more than that. They got their hand on the throttle. But you have to see, this is incrementally, they are taking over more and more, all the while claiming we're free. All you have to do is comply. This is the same thing that we've been seeing. Now they're just doing it on an individual level with masks and mandates. They've been doing this to businesses for a long time. It's just so simple and so progressive and so gradual that we haven't noticed it, that we now are completely regulated in. You know, at first it's talking about, well, we have to save the children. We have to protect the children. We have to protect the people. We have to protect everybody from the dangers of anybody just starting a business out there that maybe has nefarious goals in mind. It doesn't care about anybody. That's what lawsuits were for, first of all. And then you let businesses get away with it, or you get them exempt from lawsuits like we have right now with Pfizer producing an experimental drug under this emergency authority thing, and they are exempt from having any kind of liability. Give me that deal. I'll produce some pills for them. That's a sweet deal. Give me the ability to shut you down if you don't. I don't like what you say on my little web forum here, and yet I can't be sued for it if someone else says something that is disagreeable, and I let them just keep it on there. That's what the social media has right now. They've got a forum in which they can decide. They can pick and choose the losers and winners. And yet they are exempt from any kind of lawsuit if they just let someone keep something up there that's detrimental. They can't be sued for that. It just goes on and on. Yeah, I'm ranting. It's Ranting Wednesday. I know it doesn't rhyme. It's just the thing. So there you go. I'm probably going to make this a fairly short show today just because I was able to get this off my chest. And I have some work to do this afternoon. It's going to be kind of intense. Hopefully get it done about Oh, by 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Right. By the way, it's Wednesday, December 15th, Trash Day, and it's that's the day I take the trash. And the nothing else about that. It's just Wednesday, December 15th, payday, by the way. And it is almost 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time right now. I think I started the show about 12:30, so I might end this about 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock-ish, right in there somewhere. Because I need to go over to the headquarters. I'm at the home studio this morning. To go over to the headquarters and get that all warmed up and ready to go so that I can do my other work over there, and I can possibly put on another show this afternoon. I might even do a live show. I'll see how things go. I'm not sure how I will be feeling. I might be just too hungry, want to go to supper, and depends on what time my wife gets home. So if she comes home for supper early, I'm not sure what we'll do, but sometimes she comes home late and we just feel like just going out and eating. Just let somebody else take care of all that stuff. Cooking and all that. Cooking and cleaning and stuff. But hey, you know, I might also walk the dogs. So now you know pretty much what my life consists of. Sitting behind a microphone, reading stuff on a screen, walking dogs, and going out to eat. There you go. That's my life in a nutshell. And once in a while, I do something else, but it's, you know, I fill in the gaps between stuff, between reading and eating, walking the dogs, picking up poop, dog poop, not mine, but just dog poop. We have, I was going to look for something here and I can't find it now. I was going to try to look that up. I don't know where it is. So, I don't know what to tell you about that. I guess I'll just put that back down because I don't know what I was going to look up. But that gives you an idea of the life and times here at the News According to Me studios. So as I was saying, though, the means of production and what we're seeing is they're blaming. Yeah. Let's get back to this. But circle back. She said that it's they're price gouging. So this is where they get the control now. They're gonna form a committee. They're gonna look into this price gouging stuff going on. Everybody all at once is raising prices all over. It must be price gouging. It has to be price gouging. Why wouldn't they just always price gouge? What's to stop any company from just raising their prices up to, you know, why shouldn't milk be $10 a gallon or $100 a gallon for that matter? This company just decides, I'm going to price gouge today. I'm going to raise the price up to $100 a gallon. Yeah, we're going to be rich. And they go broke. Nobody buys their milk. Well, where are they buying milk? Oh, yeah, from their competitor. Now, supposedly they think all these competitors are all at the same time. They're all raising their prices. This is the problem with centralized distribution and marketing and warehousing. When we let companies get so big, like Amazon, that they now control the market. If they decide to raise the price and you have no place else to go to get it, or they're the 90% of the market, you have 90% of the market share, guess what? There's no competition. Price can be whatever they want it to be. It's a really good deal. Got to name your price. If I had a box full of something here that everybody on the planet needed, and now I had the only box of it, and I had 7 billion of them in this box. Now, some of you would say, oh, I would just give it all away. Well, that's actually a disorder. You have a mental disorder if you do that. Now, you can be fair and offer it out there for a fair price, and you can give a percentage of it away, and you can give it all away for all I care. You can do that. What I'm saying is it doesn't make good sense to do that. For several different reasons. I won't get into the whole psychology of all this, but if everybody is just given everything that they need, you know, freely without any kind of exchange of being productive, people have a tendency to go into deep depression and die. And that is the case. They slip into a sense of worthlessness. It's a weird phenomena. So all I'm saying is it's just, So they're saying that it's price gouging. It's not the administration's fault. It's not the fault of anything that they're doing, you know, with their policies. Now, we went through an entire year of our, quote, economy being shut down. And prices didn't really jump around too much. They didn't go crazy other than toilet paper prices. And we, you know, we go through this whole thing. And now all of a sudden, we are almost 2 years since the 15 days to flatten the curve. Which, by the way, was, I don't know if you noticed, that was kind of an overreaction. Maybe the areas that were having surges should have shut down for a little while to flatten the curve. Shutting down the entire country, shutting down areas that had not even seen COVID yet was stupid. That's just stupid. And now we're finding out really, really in reality, it's like Colorado now, they've just decided to come out and say, well, you know what? The pandemic's over. Emergency's over. The mask mandate stuff is over. We're done with this. They've lifted all the bans and mandate stuff. Now, of course, you still have the federal issues. My understanding is the Air Force already has purged, I think, 27 officers now that would not, not officers or crew. I don't know what they did. So soldiers, I guess. I don't know. People, flying people that would not, you know, they refused to get the vax, and they've discharged them from the Air Force. I my guess is this is just the beginning. This is going to continue to go on. It's going to be more and more, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure of that. I guess let's talk about a few topics here. Let's talk about a few other things that are in the news. And then I'll probably get back with a show this afternoon. This is going to be a short show, and then I'll get back later this afternoon. I've got some other things I got to prepare for. Circle back. She said she was stuck for an answer, I guess. Someone was at, you know, it's the end of the year, and someone said, hey, can you give us, some of Biden's biggest foreign policy achievements for the year in his first year as president here? And she couldn't give an answer to that because he hasn't achieved anything, by the way. CNN is under attack from a surprising source that people never saw coming. I think they're actually from themselves. The other news media is actually attacking them, and it's all because of some. Well, there's a lot of things going on at CNN right now. A lot of bad stuff. Amtrak caves, suspends its vaccine mandate due to worker shortage. Well, gee, didn't see that one coming. They couldn't get people to come work for them. This is going to be the case. Everybody's struggling to find help, and yet they're telling people they can't work for them unless they're vaxxed. What do you think is going to happen with that situation? Because typically, the people who are vaxxed, the people who are unvaxxed are typically your labor force. They're the ones that are out there working, and they usually have a sense of, it's just the nature of the way it is. Now, the highest group population that's not being vaccinated happens to be African American people of color. Major medical journal blasts politicians for spreading lies about the unvaccinated. Thank you very much. We might dig into that one later today. J&J shot proven to be absolutely worthless, according to a lab study. You know, J&J was the one I was going to get. That's the way I was going to go, because it wasn't an mRNA vaccine. It was just a regular conventional vaccine. Come to find out, it's actually been banned in a couple countries now. They're under some scrutiny. Chile could elect staunch anti-communist on Sunday. That's coming up this weekend. Despite extreme persecution, Biden removes Nigeria off religious persecution list. This is insane. Nigeria has one of the worst religious persecution areas. Maybe not governmentally, but in areas that are run, regions that are run by certain groups, it is really bad. Trump denounces Biden for focusing on vaccines over economy. That's one of the things I think Colorado kind of got to that tipping point where they said, you know what, this vax thing and all the mandates, all the shutting down, all this stuff is actually hurting people worse than the actual virus. And it is. If you look at the numbers, that what they're ignoring here is the number of mental issues, mental health issues, and other physical ailments and all the other issues economically that we are facing. What's happening right now? And it's actually much more effective on the psyche of our country, of our nation, of our society, than it is than the actual virus itself. Dems are blame COVID for increased looting. Yeah, it's the virus is causing all the looting, not the rules and regulations of, hey, we're going to allow looting. The government officials saying we're not going to arrest anybody unless you steal more than $1,000 worth of stuff. You can literally walk into a store in California, at least in LA County, literally walk in, take whatever you want. As long as it does not add up to more than $1,000, they cannot press charges against you. Or they can, but they won't. They'll drop them. Prosecutor will not handle it. And you can walk in and out as many times as you want. That's not $1,000 a day. That's $1,000 per visit. Newly discovered software vulnerability means internet's on fire right now. I guess there's some kind of a couple of different things happening with computer viruses right now. I think it's just MS software at this point, but so Biden made a comment. I'm not sure what this is about. He made some kind of comment about counting the ballots. I'll have to look into that a little bit as well, too. Apparently, he accidentally tells the truth. Dems don't care who votes as long as they count the votes. I guess what was said. NBC benches NFL sideline reporter over Colin Kaepernick criticism. Of course, you can't criticize him. Colorado school creates a race-segregated playground. That's great. Facebook admits that in court that a fact checker is really just expressing opinions, which we know that. John Stossel savaged by media fact checkers, only to have them later admit it was opinion. This is part of the same whole thing. Yeah, some other things there. Let's look at some of the headlines within. I'll go over here. This is probably the best place to look. I'll look on my subscriptions for my YouTube. Let's look at some of the YouTube headlines that are coming out. Some things that are happening live right now. We've got trial of Kim Potter, the ex-officer who was an officer at the time who killed that young man. Accidentally, thought she was tasing him and actually shot him. Christmas dress. Let's see here. We'll get it. That's a movie thing. Boris Johnson is right now live holding a COVID-19 conference, news conference, apparently. Let's see. Amtrak suspends vaccine mandate. Bill Hemmer talks about the John Kirby on American citizens. Scores of people. Let's see what Biden should watch. We got Russell Brand. He's got something about Trevor Noah was right about Big Pharma. He actually did say some stuff about vaccination and stuff that he's getting some flack for now. Get a better trajectory. See what else we got here. Senate Republicans hold a press conference on what are they holding a press conference on Dems' child care plan. Yeah, this is, of course, Romney's a part of that. Polls. Let's talk about the polls for just a second. Biden's dismally bad in the polls, and Harris is way worse, very bad. It's getting ridiculous. They are so far underwater that I don't even know how. They're saying like 30-some percent are, you know, it's approve of the president. I'm not even sure where they're getting that number. They're the storm issue in Kentucky. I still want to look into some of the areas that were hit worst. They're talking about a couple areas in particular that were hit really badly, but there's been a lot more storm damage down there, a lot more issues just spread out all over the place that aren't getting some attention. Let's see what else we got. That's kind of about it. I don't see much AP breakthrough entertainer. House Speaker Pelosi holds a weekly press conference. I'm sure we want to hear that. That's about it. DeSantis has DeSantis has introduced a Stop Woke Act. And I believe he's also got a thing in the budget now. He's put like $1 million in the budget to relocate people that Biden has been shipping into the country. And the money is basically going to be used to ship them out of the state, or I should say into the country, into his part of the country, into the state of Florida. He's raising money now to ship those people to Martha's Vineyard and other areas where politicians own homes. That'll probably change their attitude a little bit. That's about all there is right now. There's a lot of people, a lot of rhetoric flying around today, mostly drivel about the Build Back Better bill, all the other stuff that's going on in the meantime. So there you go. That's bringing you up to date. It's got y'all up to date at this point. Why won't that? There it goes. And I got some stuff here from, that's about it. That's about all the news there is. I think it's, so just keep that in mind. When you hear Joe Biden say, you need to protect your family by getting the vaccine so you won't spread it around. Yet the people who are spreading it around right now all over the world are vaccinated individuals. That seems to be a point missed. From most, the vast majority of people who are spreading COVID around are vaccinated. That doesn't make them villains. We just need to accept that's the truth. That's all I'm saying. If we continue to put our head in the sand and just stop, if we continue to act like this vaccine is a vaccine. It's not acting like a typical vaccine as we think of a vaccine. You are protected to some degree, apparently. I'll agree with that. But the idea that you're not going to get it or spread it is absolutely wrong. And yet that seems to be kind of an underlying misinformed, unspoken narrative. And sometimes spoken, as Joe did at the beginning of the show. Once again, folks, I want to thank you for listening. And I'll try to get back in here this afternoon with another show, possibly live. Probably going to have a live show tomorrow, though. I've got a lot of stuff to do Thursday, Friday. But we'll see how that works out. I've got just a lot of things going on. But I think I've got some time tomorrow. At least tomorrow morning I'll have some time to get a show in. And then we'll go from there. But that's kind of where we're at. And I'll dig into some of these things a little bit deeper and have a little bit more insight to share with you tomorrow. Once again, folks, thanks for listening, subscribing, downloading the podcast, even if you just delete it. That actually helps me out quite a bit if you just download it. And listening, sharing, subscribing, reposting it, the link. Don't post the show. Just post the link to the show on social media. That helps a lot. Once again, folks, God bless. Take care. Let's keep praying for each other and our leaders. See you, everybody.